Hi, I'm Lauren Johnson. This episode will be a bit different because on today's show, I'd like to play a clip from a BBC article that I was featured on. This is The Jeremy Vine Show.
The parents of a girl called Alexa have told this programme that they're going to change her name because of the relentless barrage of jokes about Amazon's virtual assistant. They want the retailer to change the default wake-up word for its devices to a non-human name. Nikki Cardwell reports.
People talk to their Amazon Echo every day.
For most people, the name Alexa has become synonymous with Amazon's smart speakers.
What people really love is Alexa.
The popularity of the system has led to a dramatic drop in the number of babies being given the name in the UK and US. But what about the 300 children who were given the name every year before then? One family has told Jeremy that the constant jokes and bullying have affected their daughter's mental health so badly that she's changed her name. Another, whose daughter is six, says even adults shout commands at their child. They want Amazon to change the Alexa command to a non-name. In response, Amazon said they were saddened by the stories, that bullying was unacceptable, and they condemned it in the strongest terms.
Meanwhile, the popularity of smart speakers, as we heard on the news just then, has ballooned in the last few years, and it's become increasingly normal to ask a device in your house to do all kinds of things, from playing music to telling you a joke to controlling your heating. It's no longer weird, is it, to hear somebody shout Alexa before issuing a command or asking a question. In case you don't know, Alexa is the default name to wake up the smart speaker made by Amazon to get it to do something. Here's something we haven't really thought much about. What impact has the proliferation of this technology had on girls and women who already have the name Alexa? Parents with daughters called Alexa have been in touch with this program to explain it's been really difficult. Other children at school make constant jokes at their daughter's expense. It's not just other children, it's not just at school. Wherever they go, whatever they do, they get endless comments about their name because so many people now immediately think of the Amazon devices when they hear it. So you hear someone say they're called Alexa and your first joke is, what is the weather tomorrow, Alexa? And it's not funny. And they're calling on Amazon to use a different word. Our reporter Tim Johns has been finding out.
If I say, Alexa, what's the weather like today? Where does your brain take you? Who do you picture me shouting at? What are you expecting the reply to that question to sound like? Quite probably like this.
It looks like there will be intermittent clouds, with a high of 20 degrees Celsius and a low of 12 degrees.
If I shouted at Jane or Adam or Esther or Steve rather than Alexa, you'd have assumed a human might respond to me. That little example is key to understanding the concerns of parents of people called Alexa who I've spoken to. It's not only that their daughters are being teased because of their name, it's more than that. It's as if part of their identity has been taken because the name Alexa is now so synonymous with Amazon's AI devices. It's those devices that everyone around them thinks of when they hear that name. A number of parents spoke to us about the problem. Some wished to be anonymous to protect their children from any further problems. We voiced up some of what mum Heather told us about her daughter, Alexa.
Pretty much as soon as she hit secondary school, she got abuse from her peer groups and teachers. She started to not want to introduce herself because of the jokes and the backlash. She was and still is a child, yet adults thought it was okay to make a joke of her. It's devastating. The school was unhelpful and told her she needed to build resilience.
Heather says it took a huge toll on Alexa's mental health. Ultimately, they decided to legally change her daughter's name.
She's in a much better place now. We've cut off friends and moved her to a new school to allow a fresh start. The injustice will never leave her or us. Amazon must change the default wake word on its devices. There was clearly not enough ethical research into using Alexa.
There are more than 4,000 people called Alexa who are under the age of 25 in the UK. Charlotte's another mum who would rather remain anonymous. Her daughter Alexa is only 6 years old.
It started in reception. Older children would say things like, Alexa, play disco. Other boys picked up on it and shouted commands at her. We were at the park the other day and every single boy there was saying it to her constantly. She started clamming up. I think it's affecting her confidence. Adults make fun of her too. And she said to me, I wish people didn't know my name. People buying these devices are unwittingly adding to the problem.
Now, here's a thought. It's become unintentionally normal in the broadcasting industry to avoid saying the name Alexa on air without good reason, because we know it triggers devices across the nation which annoys people. But isn't that a great example of the issue here? Imagine you lived your whole life called Alexa, and suddenly radio and TV outlets can no longer easily say your name out loud in case it causes an irritation for people with smart speakers. How would that make you feel? In response to all of this, Amazon sent us this statement.
We designed our voice assistant to reflect qualities we value in people: being smart, considerate, empathetic, and inclusive. We're saddened by the experiences you've shared and want to be very clear. Bullying of any kind is unacceptable, and we condemn it in the strongest possible terms. As an alternative to Alexa, we also offer several other wake words customers can choose from, including Echo, Computer, and Amazon. We value feedback from customers, and as with everything we do, we will continue to look for ways to offer them more choice in this area.
That report from the brilliant Tim Johns. Now, maybe that chimes with you because you or your child has the name Alexa, or you yourself do. Should Amazon consider changing the default wake word on their devices, because it seems to be ruining lives? And a wider question, should artificial intelligence software in the future ever be allowed to use a human name? Let's go first to Richard in Chelmsford. Your daughter is called Alexa, Richard.
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, she is indeed, yeah.
And she was born, what, 6 or 7 years ago, I gather?
Yeah, she was born in 2015, before the device was released in 2016.
So you had no idea. I guess even when it was released, you probably wouldn't have thought it would go as big as it has.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, it's quite an unusual name at the time, and we were really in love with the name, as we still are now. So it has now affected my little girl a little bit. She's not getting too tormented at the moment, but I think it's on the way as she approaches secondary school in the later years of her primary school as well.
Yeah, because as we heard in the piece from those mums, Heather and Charlotte, it's the joke, the same joke every time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we go to parks and we hear kids saying, you know, Alexa, play Dua Lipa, you know, Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that. And we start to talk to these guys and just try and get them away from her. Luckily, at the moment, my little girl is not too fazed by it, but she's quite a confident little girl, so she would probably give them what for back, to be honest with you. So,
It's the idea that Alexa is subservient and therefore is there to do things for you that also is unpleasant in a way.
It is, yeah. I mean, she turns a blind eye to it at the moment because she's mainly probably too young. She's only six, so she doesn't really pay too much attention to it. But I just have concerns for the future for her, because I've got friends that have also got daughters called Alexa, and they've considered changing her name. And I know other Alexas and other parents have renamed their daughters because of the problems they're getting at school, which is just so unfair.
What would you change it to?
Well, the thing is, we don't want to change it. We really don't. And part of the reason for me wanting to ring in is just to try and spread awareness of the fact you can change the wake word. That will at least try and help resolve the issue a little bit anyway.
Yeah, because you can change it to Echo or Computer, or there's a whole series of other options, but people never go into those settings, it seems.
No, that's right. Because of the massive marketing campaign they put behind it, it's always known by everyone as Alexa. So if nothing else, I just want to try and tell all the parents out there and anyone listening, you can change that wake word, and it will hopefully prevent little girls and older girls from being bullied at school.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Richard in Chelmsford, father of Alexa. We got in touch with Amazon, who said no one could come on the programme live, but they did have a statement, and let's have it read for us by their Alexa.
We designed our voice assistant to reflect qualities we value in people: being smart, considerate, empathetic, and inclusive. We're saddened by the experiences you shared. As an alternative to Alexa, we'll so offer several other wake words customers can choose from, including Echo, Computer, and Amazon.
All right, so there are those other words. Lauren Johnson lives in Massachusetts in the USA. And you started a campaign on this, Lauren.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I did.
And your campaign is called Alexa is a Human.
Yes, it's called Alexa is a Human. So I I can't believe I am involved in this, because it's not something I ever would have imagined. I actually work in the healthcare industry, and I have a daughter who is now 9. Her name is Alexa. And for the first year or so, when she was, this probably started for her about 2.5 years ago, or for us, I should say. And it was in school, just like some of the other parents had mentioned. And we really felt that she should be able to build resiliency and sort of handle it on her own unless she absolutely needed us. It wasn't until about a year later when we started seeing adults just randomly in a grocery store, in a Target, servers at restaurants would start making fun of our child. And that's when my husband and I said, okay, this is different. This isn't what other people are experiencing. And it's not necessarily a problem of bullying or bullies, because yeah, you're always going to have those kids at school. I mean, you can't change society, but there's always going to be some people. But really, it's much more of just public awareness and a question of corporate ethics and responsibility. And when I say that, I think it's because we found so many situations where very nice, kind-hearted people would say something to our daughter or just in public that it just didn't register to them that that was going to be offensive.
Can you give an example of that?
Sure. So, like I said, we would be, I'll try and be quick with the examples. I know we don't have a ton of time, but over Christmas time, my daughter and I put together some Christmas gifts and for a homeless family. And she was very excited to do it. She has sort of an old, kind soul, and she was very excited to shop and wrap and get everything ready. And we went to deliver the gifts, and the volunteer, who was an amazing person, taking the gift, she asked my name and gave me compliments. She said, oh, Lauren, I love that name. And then my other daughter, Emily, she said, oh, what a beautiful classic name. And then Alexa comes up and she says, what's your name? And she tells her Alexa. And the woman said, oh, that stinks.
Oh, and gosh, that's a bit oversharing.
It is, but then, you know, I try to just say to her, yeah, you know, it does stink and it's okay. This is what we're doing. And instead of ending the conversation, she kept pressing for more details. And again, this is a very nice person who didn't intend to do anything and didn't try to make fun of her. It's just a natural human reaction at this point. Mm. So that's why I say it's literally everywhere. And if I take her to a store, if we're in a Target, for example, and I call her name, which I never do anymore, I never use her name in public, because you'll have 10 heads. Anyone within 10 feet of you turns around and looks at you like you've just said there's an alien in the store.
Because we're so used to that name being directed at a small pod.
Right, exactly. So what happened was, you know, I lost a lot of sleep at first, and then I said, okay, I'm going to do something positive about this. And so I started a webpage with the help of a friend. It's called Alexa is a Human. And then I entered into social media, and it's funny, I can't believe the amount of responses and sort of the floods that opened. And it's pretty unbelievable. First, it was a lot of other parents, and then women started reaching out. A woman who said she's being harassed at work, and she tried to bring it up with people, and they just sort of dismiss it. They don't realize how like dehumanizing it is to her. And then I started getting letters and information from teenagers, high school age kids, and college age women who are being sexually harassed, and not only by people they know, but also by complete strangers. And so we got together a group. It's no longer just me. After about a year or so, lots of other people joined me. And now it's a big group of people who are really passionate about this because, like I said, they're not just experiencing the severe bullying or harassment, but it's legal name changes, it's suicidal ideation for these teens. It's getting to the point where they can't handle it. Sexual harassment, not to mention the anxiety. Lots of kids are in therapy from ages 5 to 14, at least that I know of. Mm. And it's really much more of like a problem of identity erasure, almost, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does totally. Thank you very much indeed. Lauren Johnson lives in Massachusetts. And that she's describing, if you just joined us, the problems being faced by people who have the name Alexa. Well, I am stunned. I must say thank you to Diana Ross for that record and to Tim Johns for the report on Alexa and the problems, the real strife that is being undergone by people with the name Alexa. If you've just got across this, it's because Alexa is used as the default wake-up name for the most popular smart speaker, which is made by Amazon. Jeff Bezos should have called it Bezos. He didn't. He called it Alexa. As a result, if you were already called Alexa, it's become a trigger word. And Alexa is in Derby. Hello there.
Hi.
Now, this is your, I know, in your 30s, so this is quite a recent thing for you. Basically, they just nicked your name.
Well, they did, yeah. You know, I mean, everybody used to sort of say, oh, what a lovely name. And, you know, you don't get that anymore. You sort of get a sort of look and look, oh, that must be fun for you. It's like, well, no, it's not.
Are there any occasions where you have to give your name to a stranger? I'm just thinking maybe if you go into a coffee shop or something and they do a little double take.
Oh, definitely. And sort of, you know, they think it is, or maybe you're not sort of telling them your right name.
Would you consider changing it?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, I love it. It's Amazon's problem. It's not mine. It's, you know, it's my name. They nicked it, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's for sure, yeah. Do you have an Alexa at home, an Echo?
I mean, we do. You know, the first thing we did was change the name to Echo.
Right.
But, you know, the other issue is we've also got a Sonos soundbar, and that's got Alexa built into it. And because it's not an Amazon product, you can't change the name on
that.
Oh,
you're joking. That's ridiculous.
No.
I didn't know that. So
after an hour, I got my husband to turn it off. I couldn't stand it.
That really is a difficult problem to have. So, yeah, I suppose the most annoying thing is when somebody finds out your name and they make the joke. And the joke is, Alexa, tell me when Henry VIII died, or something like that.
Yeah, you know, oh, Alexa, make me a sandwich, or, you know, what's the weather today? Or, you know, even just on, like, my WhatsApp groups for my daughter's school, you know, they're talking about, oh, you know, I've just asked Alexa, you know, how long till Christmas or something. So, no idea.
Oh, well, my sympathies yeah. with you. This has come out of the blue, Alexa. Thank you. Also, Dan in Portsmouth has been in touch. I had a work colleague called Alexa, and our office music was also controlled by an Alexa speaker. And she kept hearing her name being shouted out several times a day to the speaker. And that became infuriating for her. Don't know if she left or what. Alexa in Bexley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
And how does this affect you?
So I've, since the pandemic, I've been working from home, and I, a client-facing role, I have to speak to people on Zoom all the time, and I have to introduce myself as, please turn your Amazon devices off, because there has been many a time where someone's asked me a question and everyone's device is saying, sorry, I'm not sure I understand that. Which is, I find that hilarious, and I think my advice to the other Alexas is make the joke first. But it is the case that everyone, taxis, restaurants, you can't go anywhere without someone making the joke.
And the joke is always, Alexa, make me a sandwich, basically, is it? Or Alexa, what's the classic line that you get?
It's what's the weather, it's a
what's
classic line. And then at Christmas, there was on all the tube stations in London, it was Alexa, fetch me the mince pies. And that, I think for me, it's the subservient nature of the commands. And also, you know, if your friend's dinner parties and they want to skip the track, it's after a few drinks, people can get really aggressive in how they, you know, address their devices, which is sometimes a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I know. So you hear your name spoken with an edge, which you would never expect, but it's your friend addressing the speaker.
Yeah, completely just addressing the speaker, but it's just with that, you know, when she's not doing it, she's told.
I've done it myself.
It's just that aggression.
Yeah, when you ask for Bob Dylan and it plays, you know, something else, and you start to get into a kind of argument with it, yeah. Oh, Alexa, so you won't change your name?
No, I love the name. I like how unusual it is. It's great to meet other Alexas because it doesn't often happen, but the Amazon thing has definitely tainted it.
I'm so sorry. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You too.
Patricia
Bye.
In the Isle of Wight says, wouldn't it be better and much easier for people named Alexa to simply change their name by deed poll? Alexa from London says, I love my name. I think the Amazon connection is actually an advantage, although it can be annoying. But it's just that everyone remembers you. And my advice to fellow Alexas is make the joke before others have the opportunity to. Josie emails, we had to change our daughter's name from Alexa as we could immediately see the future of bullying and we didn't want to risk it. We asked the nursery staff to start calling her a different name. We had to inform all family and friends as well. This is very upsetting. Andrea texts, my daughter's called Alexa, named well before these devices came out, and she has autism. You can imagine the impact this has on her. She struggles to communicate, and it's very confusing for her to hear constantly Alexa play disco and things like that. Paul emails, my wife's niece is called Isis. Colin emails, on the subject of Alexa, my 8-year-old macaw parrot has been ordering items online by activating our smart speaker. That is a problem to have. Dennis, though, says this is just another case of people being way oversensitive. My name is Dennis and I've got red hair, so I was Dennis the Menace, Carrot Top, Ginger, etc. The names went on and on. Dustbin lorries and fire engines were called Dennis, and usually I was teased about being the dustbin truck. And then we've got an email from somebody who says, I am called Siri, which, of course, is the wake-up word for the iPhone. And Siri says, I work as a voice artist, so my everyday life is definitely affected as well. But it's made me prouder of my unusual name. I'm not sure, though, that I would choose it for a child now.
This was good because it highlights some of the major issues on this subject and offers different perspectives. Tim and Jeremy did a great job both researching and presenting the information. As Jeremy states, it's the idea that Alexa is subservient and there to do things for you. This statement rings true to me and so many others. Thanks for listening to today's show.